and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's audio blog, we're going to be talking about 15 affirmations to survive parenthood. Parenting is tough. Any of you out there who are parents, this post is especially for you. But even if you don't have children, I think you can still gain something from it. Before we get to some helpful affirmations about parenting, I'd like to share a personal spiritual growth moment with you. One night recently, I was reading the story of Balaam's talking donkey to my children. As I read it to them, I felt God speaking directly to my heart. First, I want to back up though. Because of some life experiences this year, I've been paying more and more attention to the fact that there is a very real and active spiritual realm around us. While scripture makes frequent references to it, it seems we don't often treat it as real. And even as I was writing this post, I had that inner voice ask me if I was sure I wanted to talk about it. Because, well, people don't talk about these things. It's something that makes people look like fanatics, right? Well, to that I say, hush, Satan, leave me alone. I'm going to share about it anyway because it is very real. So I've been reading more about spiritual warfare over the past few months and coming to some major realizations. I believe that some of Satan's biggest methods of attack are found in that inner voice. Self-doubt and criticism, resentment, anger, distraction, and the list goes on. My husband and I have three boys here on earth. They are 6, 3, and a newborn. Yes, in response to the question I often get, I do have my hands full, but I love my boys more than I can even say. Obviously, they are kids, and if anybody wonders about sinful, selfish nature, just watch kids for a little bit. Yes, we are all born with it. Before children learn to put themselves after others, the world revolves around them and their own minds. In today's society especially, we see lots and lots of individuals who never really learn to put others before themselves. It creates a lack of compassion and a lack of happiness. As we discussed in the post about what we can learn from the world's happiest man, it takes thinking outside ourselves to be truly happy. Okay, now, back to the Bible story time. I chose the story of Balaam and the talking donkey because I thought my boys would enjoy it. It turns out there was a real lesson for me in it. Balaam was not doing what God wanted him to do and was trying to go in the opposite direction. If you remember the story, there was an angel of the Lord in the path in front of him. He was holding a sword, ready to do battle. The donkey could see him, but Balaam could not. The donkey veered off the path into a field and Balaam struck him. When the angel of the Lord moved further up the path, the donkey tried to avoid him by walking against the wall, crushing Balaam's foot. Again, Balaam was very angry and hit the donkey. A third time, the angel stood in the path where there were walls on both sides and there was no way to avoid him, so the donkey laid down. For the third time, Balaam became angry and hit the donkey. At this point, the donkey spoke. It asked Balaam why he had hit him three times. Balaam responded that he was angry that the donkey had made a fool of him. As I told my boys, if a donkey were talking to me, looking like a fool would be the least of my concerns at the moment. I would be more focused on the fact that a donkey was talking to me, but not Balaam. He was so caught up in his anger and the underlying fear and belief that other people would think he looked like a fool. Then God opened his eyes and allowed him to see the angel as well. The angel also asked him why he had hit his donkey and told him that he was acting foolishly by not following God's leading. So I've read this story many times, but as I was reading it to my boys, it had a much different impact. Balaam had gotten so angry at his donkey that he hit him three times. The donkey was responding to something that Balaam couldn't see, something in the spiritual realm. I thought of my role as a mom. Sometimes it is so tough when the kids are not listening, tearing up household items, dragging out a mess, and so on. It can all really try my patience sometimes, especially when I'm tired and overwhelmed because of other life stresses. I try to keep my cool, but I'm definitely not perfect. I know that kids often respond to being overtired, being overstimulated, having sensory needs that are not being met, or if they're sick. Yet sometimes I still act like they are simply being just stubborn like donkeys. But that is so not even the truth. I think Satan uses all of those things to try to keep us focused in the wrong directions. He tries to tear us down by using all the distractions of life, whispering those lies into our ears about how we're not good enough parents, or how our children are simply trying to make us mad. It's not true. Kids react to their environments and their bodies and any number of other influences. They are just figuring out this whole thing called life. And you know what? So are we. Now I find myself praying that I will have my own eyes open to the influences my kids have to face. I almost cried reading the story to my boys because I felt like it was really putting me in check. Like I said, I always try to keep my cool, but I really need to work on reminding myself of the affirmations that I need to hear the most. My boys are not trying to work against me as much as it may feel like they are sometimes. When they are sick, tired, have too much sugar, have been overstimulated, Satan will use any of those things if we let him. But I know what scripture says, and I know that if we resist Satan, he has to flee in the name of Jesus. Because greater is he who lives in me than he who lives in the world. So ladies, in this moment, I'm asking all of you to pray for me and my household, and I'm praying for you and yours. I hope to hear from you in the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group, where we can all keep one another accountable. We all need reminders, and that's just what affirmations do. They help keep the truth fresh in our minds so we can resist Satan's attempts to bring us down and distract us from God's will for us. Satan wants to disrupt our balance and steal our joy, and we need to call him out in the name of Jesus and cling to our joy in Christ. I'd like to end this post with some affirmations. Please share with us which affirmations hit home for you, whether it's on this list or not. My children rely on me to be a spiritual example. I enter each day with my kids' best interests at heart. I am growing and learning as a parent. I learn and grow from my mistakes. My children bring me joy. God gave me exactly what my children need from me. My children were designed for me. I was designed for my children. God always gives me what I need just when I need it, and I can trust him to continue. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I focus on what is true and helpful for my family. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My children respond to their environment, and I can be a positive influence on them. I have the strengths and resources I need to parent my children well. My children are resilient, and I can continue to help them grow and learn. If you would like some more personalized support as you work to find balance in your life through affirmations, check out the Take the Next Step tab here at everydayincredible.net. Check back next week for our final post in the August Affirmation Series. I look forward to hearing from you in the Everyday Incredible Ladies group on Facebook. And I want you to remember that every day is full of opportunities to make every day incredible. Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.